Good morning, everyone. Greetings in Jesus' name this morning. We've been blessed to gather together and view the amazing grace of God, His kindness, and His goodness to mankind. God is good. He has made every provision for every circumstance and detail of life for every individual in the world of all time and all ages. Praise His name. The title of this morning's message is God's Answer Key. God's Answer Key. I remember when I went to school, you'd be struggling through a lesson in math or struggling through a lesson in another subject, and you'd raise your hand and you'd go up to the teacher and the teacher would see what they could do to help you. And once in a while, he or she would open up the teacher's book, and there was the answer. There was the answer. Life comes with many perplexing circumstances, many choices to be made, decisions, questions. How shall we move forward? What is God's way to move forward in these given circumstances? I'm glad this morning that we have God's answer key. God, Jesus, is our teacher, and we can look to Him and find direction for our lives, for every detail of life. Every detail of life. Praise His name. Going to do a little more reading of scriptures than I often do, which I hope is okay with you all this morning. Because God's Word is the answer to life's perplexities. Those of you that have known me for years know that I've suggested that sometime I might preach a message where all I do is just read the scriptures and not even make any comments. Never tried that yet. God's Word is the answer key for all of life's questions. And so we'd like to look at a dozen different questions this morning and see what God's answer is for those questions, or details of life, or challenges of life that we are facing. Some of us will identify with one more than another, but I believe we'll all find ourselves in some of these circumstances in life, whether now or have in the past or will yet in the future. The first question is, when God seems far away, does God ever seem far away to you? Does He seem nearer on some days than others, or in some circumstances than others? Do we face challenges in life where we say, God, where are You? And we cry out to God more fervently, more diligently. If you ever feel that way, if you're taking notes, maybe you want to take notes this morning in case you face some of these circumstances in the future, so you can turn to these passages and find direction and encouragement. When God seems far away, Psalm 139, verses 1 through 12. O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. God seems far away. These verses will remind you that He wants to be near, and He is near, and He understands. Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from Thy Spirit, or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the earth and sea, even there shall Thy hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from Thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to Thee. God will be there. God will be there. He wants to be there. if you reach out to him. So next time God feels far away, read a passage like this. Turn to his word and hear him speak to you. And cry out as he did in the last two verses of this same psalm. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. I trust God seems near to you most of the time. Satan would like to separate us from God. Satan would like to alienate us from God, you from God. May we seek him and find him. The next challenge in life that we could face is when we are sorrowful. Life has ups and downs in life. We find ourselves downcast because of circumstances that seem out of our control. Turn to God's answer key, Psalm 46, 1 through 3. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Think on this. Verse 10 and 11, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Ponder that. Meditate on that when you are sorrowful. God wants to be our refuge. He wants to be our strength. He wants to be the present one when we are in trouble and trying and unsure circumstances. So when sorrowful, turn to Psalm 46. The third one, when people fail you. Personal relationships. People disappoint us. We disappoint people in our imperfection, in our humanity. What do we do when people fail us? When someone fails you. Psalm 27, just back a few pages. Psalm 27, 1 to 5, and 10 to 14. 1 to 5. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Remember, someone has failed me. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And 10 to 14, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me, O Lord. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. In our imperfections, we disappoint people. But God is always there. God will always be there when we reach out to him. He wants to be our light, our salvation. He wants to be our strength. May we turn to him when others fail us. The fourth one, as you live your life, when you have sinned. Again, we are in our human flesh. We fail at times. If we sin, if we never come to Jesus and realize our sinfulness, or if on our journey with God, our journey through life, we fall into sin. Turn to Psalm 51. Psalm 51, 1 to 4, and 10 through 12. Psalm 51, have mercy upon me, O God. In our sin, we turn to God. According to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercy, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Verse 10 through 12. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. If you fail, if you sin, look to God for forgiveness. Look to God for cleansing. Look to God for healing. Look to God for direction to move ahead in your life. And we've been rejoicing this morning in the grace of God and the provision of God for sinful mankind, the universal sin of mankind. Salvation can be found in Him. The fifth one this morning, when you are worried. Hopefully none of you struggle with this, but I know what life is like. There are things that come up in life that cause us anxiety and concern. When you are worried, turn to Matthew. Let's hear the words of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 6. I believe that's the come unto me, all ye that labor. Matthew chapter 6, 28 through 34. Why take ye thought for your raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Take therefore no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Committing our way to God, realizing he is sovereign, and we resign ourselves to him. We look to him for strength. We look to him for direction, and we rest in him. We find rest and trust in him. Worry can be a robber of peace and rest in our Christian life. But we can find rest in God by turning to the answer key, if you will, the Word of God, and read therein and find God's sustaining power and grace for every circumstance of life's journey. The sixth one, when you are discouraged. Hopefully this is one that none of you can connect with, but life is real. We face circumstances that can be discouraging. Psalm 34, going back to, as I ponder these, there's a lot of encouragement for living, for doing life, if you will, in the Psalms. When you are discouraged, turn to Psalm 34. Read verses 1 through 9. Psalm 34, 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth him, them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Find your courage in God. Find your rest and strength in God as you face disappointing circumstances, ones that will bog you down, if you will burden you down. Turn to the scriptures and remember to count your blessings. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. If we do that, it will lift us from discouragement. Seventh one, when you are in danger. We face circumstances in life that are alarming and frightening, dangerous, it seems to us. Turn to Psalm 91. Psalm 91, 1 through 2 and 9 to 12. Facing danger in life, whatever it might be. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Verses 9 through 12. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. God can be our refuge, will be our refuge, if we reach out to Him and put our trust in Him as we face danger in the journey of life. The eighth one, when you are lonely or afraid. You know, we are told that some of the most lonely people are surrounded with people. It's possible to be in a group of people like this and feel lonely because we don't connect, because we don't have a relationship. If you feel lonely or afraid, we could all say this from my memory, Psalm 23. Remember, the Lord wants to be your shepherd. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. If you are lonely, if you are afraid, read Psalm 23. The Lord wants to be your shepherd. He wants to be your guide. Turn to the people of God who can encourage you and turn your attention to God, the one that can give friendship and closeness to you. Number 9, when you forget your blessings. When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, do what? Count your blessings. That takes discipline. I know it does for me. When you forget your blessings, turn to Psalm 103 and read verses 1 through 5. Psalm 103, when you forget your blessings. Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. When you forget your blessings and you feel downcast, read a psalm like this. That will remind you of all that God has given you and all that you have in God and in Christ Jesus. It will lift your spirit and cause you to be thankful for what He has given you. He's forgiven us. He heals us. He has redeemed us. He crowneth us with loving kindness. He gives us tender mercy. He satisfies our mouth with good things. He renews our strength. And on the list of things go that God has blessed us with, of which none of us are worthy. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Point 10, when you need courage. We all need courage in life. We face trying circumstances, impossible, humanly speaking, circumstances. When you need courage, turn to Joshua chapter 1. The Lord speaking to Joshua here as Moses was being removed from the scenes of life and Joshua was taking up responsibility. And God wanted to encourage Joshua as he wants to encourage each one of us. Joshua chapter 1, 1 to 9. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness in this Lebanon, and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest be observed to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Those words had to be a tremendous encouragement to hear God speak to Joshua and remind him that he was going to go with him. God wants to go with you. He wants to go with me, each one of us this morning, into the future, into the tomorrows. And there are many promises that we can lay hold on. But a passage like this should lift our courage, lift our strength. God is interested in your journey of life. When you need courage, read passages like this. It is God's answer key to your present circumstance. Number 11, when you need rest and peace. I'm going to go back to the New Testament again. Matthew chapter 11. Passage I referred to earlier, we are encouraged to come to Jesus, to come to God when you need rest and peace. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Yoke up with Jesus this morning. If you yoke up with Jesus, regardless of what you face in life, you can go through that experience with a level of rest and peace that can be found nowhere else. As you rely on God, resign to his sovereignty, knowing that he is in the details of life, in your life's experience, you need rest and peace. Turn to passages like this where God is asking you to invite you into his hands, into his sovereignty and his power, and we can let our burdens with him. And finally, number 12, when you need assurance. So Sometimes we struggle with assurance of salvation, assurance of God's presence in our lives, whatever it might be. Turn to Romans chapter 8. The Apostle Paul, many encouraging words for us. When you need assurance, Romans 8, 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Verse 31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And verse 38 and 39. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Rest in him. Assurance in him. Assurance of God's blessing and presence and guidance for our lives. And so I don't know what you are facing in particular in your life this past week, or what each of us will face in this coming week. But God has an answer, and God has a plan. In every detail of life, every circumstance of life, let's find ourselves resigning to him, reading his word, finding refuge and answers, if you will, in God's answer key book for every circumstance of life. It's there. There are many other circumstances or details that we didn't look at this morning, but whatever it is I face, you face in life, look to God. Look to Jesus. He'll give you direction. He'll give you rest. He'll give you peace. He'll bring his presence into your life as you reside to him. God bless you. Let's kneel for prayer. Father in heaven, we rejoice of the blessings we can find in thee. We rejoice in your word this morning that is the guide of our lives, that is the need and help that we find, the answer to life's needs and the help that we find for life's circumstances. Lord, you know the journey of each one here this morning. Each one of us, the challenges we faced this past week, the questions that come up in our lives, and our search for answers. And so we thank you anew this morning for your word. Give us a growing desire for your word and to know your ways. And as we look into your gospels and your word, that you would help us to understand your plan for our lives and the answer to life's challenges and perplexities. So bless the fathers of our homes with wisdom as they look into your word. Our mothers and sisters in our homes as they fill their role, help them to find direction for their lives through your answer key. Bless our youth as they love your word and meditate therein, that it might help them to be strong and overcome the wicked one. Lord, answer the questions for their lives through your word. Bless our children as they grow up among us. Help them to grow in their understanding of your word, the love of your word, its importance for life, and guide their lives as they grow older. So bless your word as it has been spoken, as we read these passages this morning and saw the answer that you have for many circumstances of life and all of life. You want to be all in all to us. We trust you. You've been faithful in the past, and we trust you for the future. In Jesus' name, amen.